Okay, a couple of things. One last comment for these manim. I was in Crown Heights yesterday, so I always wanted to meet Rav Beryl Levine, the librarian in Crown Heights. Big Talmud Chacham. So I have a Talmud of Yosef Yitzchak Rabin, who's in my Shmichas here, who's a big sofer in Crown Heights. So I said to him, oh, you know, maybe I can meet Rav Beryl Levine. So he said, you want? Sure, I'll take you. He took me right to his office. So I asked him, what's the pshat with the 4 minutes, with the Alter Rebbe with the 4 minutes? So he said, the 4 minutes? I wrote a sefer on the 4 minutes. Sefer on the 4 minutes. So,
what's the name of the
sefer? Sefer Hachnosa Shabbos. I wrote a sefer on the 4 minutes. So he said, but was the... as he writes, like Rav Harfner said, and he writes as well, the Iker Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe was not that you go from the top of the mountain. That you don't need the Alter Rebbe for. That's Rav Tukhachinsky, that's the Gemar Tzipori. So the Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is even when there's no mountain there, right, as we said. So what's the idea? If there's no mountain, why do you count from the top of the mountain? So he says, because he learned Pshat and Shkia doesn't mean the sun sets below the horizon. It means when the rays of the sun no longer are seen in the vicinity. So therefore, we imagine, if there would be a mountain here, would you still be seeing the rays on top of the mountain or not, even if there is no mountain? But so once the rays are still being able to be seen from the top of the mountain, if there would have been a mountain here, then that shows that the sun is still sholeid on this vicinity. And the fact that it went 4 minutes below the horizon, that shows that, by the way, the Shir is Lechem Nishmas, Daniel Shena Ben, Rav Shua Falk. Yeah. And the high, and we base it on the mountains, the high mountains in Eretz Yisrael, even if we're in New York, or etc. Right. Okay? So that was the last comment I figured. And then so this is the sefer Hachnosa Shabbos. It basically is that the piece from the Alter Rebbe and his Beryl Levine's interpretation. So that was the last. Just to give you a better understanding, because as Rabbi Harfin has pointed out and Rabbi Levine points out, the Iker Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is that even when you don't have the mountain, in other words, Rav Tukhachinsky would say, if you don't have the mountain, then you don't have the mountain. Then you follow the flat land. The Chiddush of the Alter Rebbe is even if there is no mountain. That's the Chiddush. In other words, when in theory. Okay, that was the story. So it's funny. 30 years ago, I called him on the phone to ask him something about Mikvos, and he said, "I wrote something on this." So 30 years later, you have the same answer. You know, in 4 minutes, you know, I wrote something on it. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, today we're starting a new inyan. Totally new inyan. And that'll take us through the end of the Zman. And the inyanim of Hayom Machanecha Kadosh, which means that when somebody says a bracha or davens or learns or something like that, the vicinity, the vicinity has to be pure, has to be kadosh. So if something that's not pure is there, that will prohibit you to engaging in this idea of kedusha. So, and this comes up a lot, Baruch Hashem, Bez Hashem, you all get married, you're going to have Bez Hashem children, and when they're young, so when they're very young, you know, whatever they do in their diaper might not count, because they're not eating grain yet. But once they eat grain, and then you want a bench, and then you notice there was a dirty diaper there, so these things come, Bez Hashem, will come up a lot in the shilas, you know, and then it has to do with erva, woman covering her hair, husband wants a daven, and the wife's hair is uncovered, you know, these type of things. and where, you know, and these all under this pasuk in Parashas Ki Tzeitze, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalach V'Kerev Machanecha La'atzilcha V'Lasei Soivecha L'Fanecha V'Yom Machanecha Kodosh Lo Yervecha Eres Nova V'Shav Mecharecha. Rav Shechter pointed out that you see here, maybe he was quoting the Chazon Ish also, but Rav Shechter pointed out that the context of the pasuk is the machane of a battle, and that has to be kept, the kedusha. And we use that for, you know, applying it, extrapolating it to areas of tefillah and Torah, etc. That has to be kadosh. Ki Hashem Elokecha Mishalach Bekerv Machanecha La'atzilcha V'Lasei Soivecha L'Fanecha V'Haya Machanecha Kadosh V'Lo Yira V'Cha Ervas Dovar V'Shav Me'acharecha. And you can't have any erva there, etc. So we have to know what is considered a violation of this halacha. In other words, how far does the erva have to be? The tzoa have to be? What are the halachas for these things? And that's basically what we're going to do. You make Kiddush Levana. Oh, Kiddush Levana. Outside, and then you notice that there was something right next to you. You know, something on the ground. It was right next to you. So, is that... It's a New York thing. Right, so does that invalidate the Kiddush Levana or not? So, these are some of the issues. Okay, so let us see the Gemara in Brachas. So this is a packet Lamed Aleph. So Baruch Hashem, we did 30 packets about Zmanim, and really we did basically, you know, Shkia, Seis HaKachavim, and then Alos HaShachar, Neis HaChamim, two extremes. There's still more to do with Zmanim in terms of Zman Kriyashma, Chatzos, and things like that, but okay. You know, I think people wanted to move on a little bit. So, you know, but we did 30 packets, so you can't deny that. 30 packets is 30 packets. Mr. Vechtemach. Okay, so now the Gemara says in Brachas, on Chaf Hey Amar Aleph, on page 2. Itmar, Reach Rosh Yeshlo Iker. So say you have Reach Rosh Yeshlo Iker, a simple pshat, you know, there's always going to be more pshatim, but we'll start with, always good to start with the simple pshat. In other words, Reach Ra, you have a bad smell. Yeshlo Iker means that it's coming from somewhere. In other words, the excrement or something. Then we can have a discussion of what about if there's a skunk. What's the halacha of davening when there's a skunk? Okay? This comes up, you know, when you're in the mountains and other places, these things could happen. But Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Iker means that the thing that's causing the Reach Ra is still there. As opposed to Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Iker means that what? That whatever the excrement was, that's gone. That's gone, but it's still a Reach Ra. You understand? So, itma reach ra sheyesh lo iker. So what is the halacha? Do you have to be marchik from the reach, from the thing that's making the bad smell? What is the status? So the Gemara says like this: itma reach ra sheyesh lo iker. Ravuna Omar Machik Dal Amos Mikori Kirishma. So you have to be Machik Dal Amos. From where? From where? From the Iker. And then you can say Kriyat Shema. Now, Chisda Omar, Marchi Dala almost be Mokum Sheposa Kareach, with Kora Kriyat Shema. In other words, it's not enough to what? To do Dalet Amos from the Tzoah. You have to have Dalet Amos from where the Reach, in other words, where the Reach gets to be smelt, that's still the bad zone. Then you have to have 4 Amos from where the bad zone ends. In other words, if you can no longer smell it, then by barking another 4 Amos. Whereas in the first, the opinion of Rav, Huna, is that what? That you only have to be marking Dalet Amos from what? From the Iker, from the source. Let's see Rashi. Oh, let's see Rashi. Sheesh lo Iker shatzoa, hunach sham u'masrachas. She'elo Iker hafachas ruach. Right, she'elo Iker means a person had gas, you know, something like that. The smell that came out from, you know, letting air come out of his body. So there's no ikr there, but it's still a rech ra. Marked dalas v'nei ikr v'af aviv sharech v'aylav. Nun shu lacharov. Yeah. Okay. So let's see. So that's the machlokas. So let's see in the Gemara. So let's look at the Rosh. You know, before the Rosh, let's look at the Rambam on page 5. Okay. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Kriyat Shema, Halacha Yud Beis, says like this. Says the Rambam, Reich Rashi Yishol Iker, Marchi Dal Amos Vikore, in Posak Reich. In other words, it's not just enough to, you know, to be Marchi Dal Amos. In other words, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, according to this opinion, is you have to be marking Dalet Amos from where the Tzoah was, right? But say, it's still smelling there, and you were marking down, then you have to be marking more. But you don't have to be marking Dalet Amos from Mokum Sheposak HaReach. They say the Reach, it smells for 6 Amos, but you're out of the 6 Amos. So then what? Then you can say Kriyat Shema over there. But according to the other opinion, no, it smells for 6 Amos, and then you have to be marking another 4 from where the smell ended. So you have to be what? At 10. So that's the machloikas. Well, the Reach Ra, Sheyesh Lo Iker, is it enough to be marking Dalet Amos from the... Now usually, if you mark it Dalet Amos, it could be in most cases, there won't be a Reach. But if there's still going to be a Reach by the Dalet Amos, say, like I gave you an example, the Reach Ra is the 6 Amos, so then, according to that opinion, the Gemara, the Rei, the Rambam Paskins, so after you're finished with the 6 Amos, it's good. And according to the other opinion, no. You have to figure out where the Reach extends to, and then be marking another 4 from the Mokum Sheposak HaReach. So that's what the... Yeah. In other words, Rav Huna says marking Dalet Amos for Kori Kriya. Right? So that's bestam. Probably in most cases, if you're marking Dalet Amos, you won't smell it anymore. But it goes without saying, the Rambam points it out. The Gemara doesn't point it out. The Rambam points it out that it's only if there's no Reach when you're marking the Dalet Amos. Let's see. Rech Rosh Yishkel Iker, Machik Dal Amis Vekore, in Posak Arech. If no Posak Arech, Machik Ad Mokum She Posak Arech. Vishayim Lo Iker, Ko Misha Amotum Mimenu Ruach Vilmata, Machik Ad Mokum She Tichla Arech Vekore. But if there's no Iker, meaning if just a bad smell came out, there's a person let guess, right? So then, so there's a bad smell, so then he just has to be marking from the makom of the bad smell. If it still smells bad?
Yeah.
Well, who says it still smells bad over here? From where? From that same thing? Right. So he's saying, so that's what he's saying. So that's not good enough then. But the chiddush of the first opinion is you don't have to be marking Dala Amos from the Reich. Because the second opinion says wherever the Reich goes until, then you have to be marking another Dala Amos. Do you want to say something? No, not necessarily. It probably is more mustaber to be from somebody else, because with himself, the reich is going to go with him. If he's going, he's bringing the reich from with him. Wait, so Max... Is it Yeshlo Iker or Eilo Iker? Yeshlo Iker. So you have to leave 4 amos from the Iker, and if it still smells there, you have to go a little further.
But we say that the difference is that the whole point of why I'm moving is because of smell.
The only reason I'm moving was I want to be away from the Iker. But to be away from the Iker and it still smells is not good either. In other words, Vayam Machanecha Kadosh means if I'm not by the Iker within Dala Amos, I'm in the Mokum Acher. But then you can't have the smell either. But you don't have to be marking Dala Amos from the smell. That's the first opinion. The second opinion says no. As long as it's smelling, that's called Eino Kadosh. And then you have to be marking another Dala Amos.
So Rabuna holds that all you have to do is be marking Dala Amos from the Iker.
But if it smells, you're going to still have to be marking a little bit more. Yeah. Provided that doesn't smell. The Gemara doesn't say, the Rambam says it. Rav Huda says, marking the Rambam. Yeah, let's see the Rashi. You want me to read the Rashi? So he's saying that no. He's saying that if it continues the smell, right?
Not like Rambam.
Yeah. So that's on the Sheyesh Lo Iker. Machik Dal Amos. Okay? So that's the Rambam. Now let's see the Ravid. Page 5. Rech Rashi Yishlo Iker, Chosav Arayiv and Zal, Einu Kein, Elu Machik Abba Amos and Lachum Shaposa Kareach. So the Raiva disagrees, and he says that what? That you have to, like the second opinion, that you have to be machik dalan amos from the mokum shapasa kareya. The tayik vasi the Rav Chisda, the sphere lehachik. So had the Amr Rav Leisil Chasakya Masnisa Lava Ha Amr El Atzos Klovim the Chazim and the Bayi and the Sinas Oros Vahak Chazim Rav Chayik Omidya. Okay, so then Ad Gemara said, it brings a Braisa like Rav Chisda. And even though Rav says, Leisil Chasakya Masnisa is much we don't follow the Braisa, that's going to be a different issue with the Braisa, not this issue. But it got to be this issue. So the Gabi Ish issue, you have to be marking Dalar Amos and Bosham. So basically the Rambam and the Rav are arguing on which opinion in the Gemara we talk about. Yeah. Yes, sir. Because he says what? Right, right. Okay, you're saying he didn't argue on that.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So the Rambam does not require, in my case of Eloh Gita, he doesn't require Mashiach al-Rabbi. He just says, if the Re'ah issue, yeah, if Moses, if with a Kimmel Amos, it's okay. Right. So how do we... Yeah, we'll get to the Rosh for a second. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech L'Hachik, Arba Amos, Mimokom Shekol HaReach. But you have to realize one more thing that I didn't mention yet. There's one more point, and that is you can't be able to see the Tzoa. So if you see the Tzoa, even if you're Machik Dalan Amos, it's not good either. So that's why he speaks about turning your back to it. If you turn your back to it, and you're marking Dalan Amos and you can't smell that, it's okay. But if, say, I'm here, I'm saying Kriya Shema, there's something, I can see it. It's five Amos away, but it's in my eye vision. No good. There's a separate halacha that we'll have to see. A part of this thing is Lo Yerevacha. You shouldn't see it. So that's part of, that's an added part. So that's why when they talk about being marchik, they always speak about Ha'isav Tzos or the Me'acharav. Because if it's not Me'acharav, but it's Lefanav, then you can see it. And therefore it wouldn't be good even if there is no smell. So the fact that you can see something, that makes it part of your domain also. And then it's not, it's a violation of Vayam Machanecha Kodesh.
But the
Mechaber
says
no. Yeah, the Mechaber says, yes, the Mechaber. He says, how is it so other Mecharav? He says, the whole discussion is if it's Mecharav, but if it's Lefanov, it's not going to help Dalai Lama. Because you can still see it. Right, there's a limit, you know, in Erevin they spoke about how big is the, how far can a person see? You know, because the shaila is, what if I would go and put a wall around, a wall? What if the president decides he wants a wall around the wall of America? Put a wall, you know, on the whole perimeter of the country. So would it mean that therefore we can carry in all of America? So the halacha is that after a certain amount that you're not near, you can't feel your clothes, then that's the shear.
Yeah,
that's part of the thing in Brooklyn.
Maybe there's walls, maybe not walls.
motion is against the character.
Very good. Very good. Very good. We still have Queens. Queens, have
Queens is a different story. Yeah. And you see our clothes, there's an older stuff in it.
Yeah, the older stuff.
She's in the
room. Yeah. A lot of people are Queens. Don't think Queens is a little shattered. I think Queens is pretty big.
People have negolasa by their bed.
Right. Some people don't have negolasa by their bed.
Right.
We have to see how do we say that. Well, some say that the whole body is considered alalasa. Some say maybe that's only certain cases. So, Kabbad, negolasa by their bed.
The question is, would you say that by tzola? I would say there's tzola in the room, but it's a big room. So would we say, well, I was marking down an arm?
By not wearing, not walking for arms while not wearing scissors, that probably you can say that the entire building is...
Right. So that's the question. When we say, no, okay. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. It has to be four amos from Mokum to Cholera. But he says an interesting thing. A feel yeshul choli, when they have a nose to stop, so you can't smell anyway. Still, Sarva Hakim Arba Amos Mokum to Cholera means Maria. In other words, you have to, doesn't matter. In other words, you don't. The din doesn't change if you have a stuffed nose. So if you have a stuffed nose, then you have to point out to someone else where does it smell and fill, and then you have to try to smell it out.
But it's a din of the rea, it's not a din in itself.
It's a rea, right, it's not a din because it's going to share your dominance.
It's a din
of
the rea.
It would be a flutter, but if the soul is in front of you, it's not going to below anger. But if the soul is in front of you, you have to be marking so you can't see it. He will be light at night with those street lights so that I can't see any of the man. He will be light, we say that what we brought judgment of what is the halacha had it been daylight. We don't say it changes shehusuma if somebody's cast on the line. So it doesn't change the halacha. In a row, it's sort of having a bubble shekino. He can't see anyway, but it means what? Potential sight. Because the idea is that whatever is in your sight is considered still part of the domain. So even if he's blind, he still gets the domain that everyone else gets, which is interesting. Yes, there's no turnaround. Right. Then the Rambam says, Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel, you're davening for the oven. The Tzor Beis HaKnesses, a There's some soa somewhere in the shul of Meishim's Parsha. Afilu l'charav, the Chol HaBayis Tzarech Lishtov, that she examined. Rechshem Mutzi Rabbi Yechol Vosem. In other words, he's saying like this. Say I'm the Shlech Tibor, and the soa is over there. Right? I'm not there, I'm over here. I can't smell it, it's all out of the way. But I'm emoting someone who's like, who's being good.
Right. So also, I'm not with
you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. I'm not with you. Okay, so they discussed that in the paper from Shomer Ka'oner. Just like they had a discussion by Shomer Ka'oner, what if you're not wearing a yarmulke? Is that okay, right? It's not in my shirt, right? It was the same thing. But if you only be yotzei to Shomer Ka'oner, you still have to be marking from the toe. Because the cousin is saying it, he's already marking. So that paper of Shomer Ka'oner is a lot better than that cousin. Even here, that even maybe Shomei Moda still might be back. Okay, supposedly we got our feet with you today. We started with our feet with the game. Do Sugya. We welcome you. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben, he's joining. Maybe he'll join us. Hopefully he will. Welcome you. And okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.